Helena Public Schools trustees last week voted to shutter the historic Hawthorne Elementary. The district cites a need to close a budget gap, but MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports many community members are questioning the decision.
The district says failed levies, declining enrollment, rising costs, and inadequate state funding pushed their ongoing deficit into the millions of dollars. At a recent meeting, Budget Committee Chair Janet Armstrong said closing Hawthorne Elementary is the right way to balance the books.
It is hard. Several of us on the board are Hawthorne parents. So we've been in the schools, we've volunteered, we've walked with our dogs, waited for our kids. We understand the meaning of a community.
Hawthorne's closure is the latest in a series of cuts made by the district. The school was built more than a century ago and enrolled about 180 K-5 students this year. Returning students will be spread to other schools throughout Helena, as will most teachers, the district says. Public reaction to the closure has been mostly negative. Parent Josh Jones said the move will erode trust between residents and the district. Board trustees at the same meeting voted to put bonds totaling more than $200 million before voters this fall for new school facilities.
People are noticing that you're prepping to ask for a bond and at the same time closing a school. They're wondering why we should trust you with more money if we're not properly handling what we have right now.
Superintendent Rex Welt said the district has tallied more than $100 million in deferred maintenance. Helena voters will decide on the bonds this September. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.